The opening sugya in the last parak of Maseches Yom is the sugya of Chatz Yishiyah. The Gemara is very bothered because the Mishnah tells us in Daf and Gimel Beis that Yom HaKippurim Aser Ba'achilo U'Vishasiyah. Aser is unusual. If a person, Rachman L'Islan, eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, you're Chayib Kares. So why is it that the Mishnah should say Aser? Aser seems to indicate that there's an Isser, but in Ochinami there is no Chayib Kares, there is no Chayib Chatos. So the Gemara suggests, maybe the answer is as follows, that there's a form of Achila and Shtiya. Reina Chinami, there is an Isser, but there is no Chiyu Kares, and that is Chatzishi. If a person eats Rachman L'Islan Bik Kishir Yom Kippur, Chiyu Kares. If you eat Pachos Mi Kishir, Asa. What exactly does that mean? In Issa Daraisa, in Issa Darabana, the Gemara explains that that indeed is Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Chatzishi is Asa Min HaTorah, and therefore this is an Issa Daraisa, albeit there is no Chiyu Kares. And Reish Lakish disagrees, maintains that really is not true. Chatzi Shir is only Nisar Drabanan. Why is it that Chatzi Shir is only Nisar Drabanan? The Gemara tells us in Yom HaDaf Ayin Dal Maralis, because Achila Amar Achmana Veleka. Because after all, Achila by essence, by definition, means Ekazayis. And therefore, less than that, Pachos Mikashir, when indeed is not Chayiv at all. Well, the Chiddush, of course, is as follows. I understand that achila means a kazayis. That really is true. A person, for example, makes a shvua shelo ochal. He'll violate his shvua with malchus daraisa if he eats a kazayis. If a person makes a neder, he doesn't use the word achila. Konam like kikar zeh, the shir is not a kazayis. I understand achila goes hand in hand with kazayis. That certainly is true. It is a great Chiddush to assume that this is relevant to Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, the Torah does not use the word achila, and the shear of eating is not the shear of kazayis on Yom Kippur. After all, it's not like achila b'chol Torah kula, where there's an iser and the shear indeed is a kazayis. The shear is a koseves. Why is the shear a koseves? The Gemara explains the following, because the chiyuv is v'inisim es nafsho seichem. The flip side of that is Yisuvei Das, a person who, you know, he's very hungry, and all of a sudden he eats, and to some extent, that, you know, that is satisfied, that is curbed. And therefore, the shir is a kosevis, because Ochem Yas V'daitis. So realize, it is a great Yiddish to assume that Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur is the same as Chatzi Shir B'chol HaTorah Kula. Because if indeed the lomdus is because, is this called Achila, or indeed is it not, realize that and Yom Kippur, you're not dealing with the typical shir of achila at all. In fact, there is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is from Maseches Trumos in Perek Vav, where the Yerushalmi writes that there is no machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish when it comes to Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur. To what extent? Even Reish Lakish would agree that Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa. Because after all, if the Issa is one of Yisuvei Das, Yisuvei Das is only when you eat a shir. And less than that, there's no element of Yisuvei Das whatsoever. Maybe if the Torah uses the term Achila, one could argue that, you know, Achila Amar Achmana Veleka. But if you deal with an Isra of Yisuvei Das as in Yom Kippur, so if a person will eat, you know, and he'll wait a few minutes, and eat and wait a few minutes, he can accomplish an element of Yisuvei Das. So actually, there is a Chiddush, the Yerushalmi, that writes that maybe when it comes to Yom HaKippur, and even Reish Lakish indeed would agree, that Chatzi Shir is forbidden. Min HaTorah. But in Mefurish and Bavli, Yom HaDaf Ayin Dal Amud Aleph, that no, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish when it comes to other cases, that's applicable to Yom Kippur as well, and Chatzi Shir. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Issa Daraisa, according to Reish Lakish, it's only Nisar Drabanan. Ooh, an important Torah. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan maintains that Chatzi Shir is Nisar Daraisa? Why would that be? So fascinating, the Gemara mentions a couple of possibilities. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Kol Chelev, Rabos Chatzishir, meaning the Kol is Marab even Pachos Mikashir. In order to be Chayiv, Kareis, Rachilas Chelev, Ein Achinami, a Shir is necessary, Kazayis, to be Chayiv a Karban, Kazayis is necessary, but there's an Isra Achila of Kol Chelev, and Kol Chelev is the Rabos Chatzishir. So the answer is simply, Xeris HaKasuk, of Kol Chelev. The Gemara then mentions a Svara, no? Chazil Yitzdarufe. Kevin the Chazli Tzdermufe Yisuraka Ochel. What do you mean? You're reading a Chatzi Shir. But imagine, you know what? You'll combine this with more and more. You're going to cross the line. You're going to cross the threshold. And all of a sudden, what do you mean? That's going to be in Isser, in Yom Kippur, in Isser Sheish Bokares. So since it's Chaz Adiz Terufe, indeed, Isser HaKalachil. So fasting, the Gemara has a Gzeres HaKasav, and the Gemara has a Svara of Chaz Adiz Terufe. What is the primary Joshua? What is the secondary Joshua? So Tosus writes in the Ayin Damad Aleph that, look, you have a Pasuk. What do you need Chaz Adiz Terufe for? You have a Pasuk. Oh, Tosus says as follows. If we didn't have a compelling Svara of Chaz Adiz Terufe, we wouldn't necessarily have to interpret the Pasuk that way. How do you know that Kol Chelev is telling you any amount of Chelev? Maybe Kol Chelev can tell you any form of Chelev. Any form of Chelev. How do you know it's any amount of Chelev? Oh, what leads us to that drasha that Kol is referring to the quantity of is because of the compelling svara of Chazi Nisdarufe. That's the Chiddush HaTosus. And there is a Ran that disagrees. The Ran is found in Masechet Shavuos, and Daf Tes and Daf Harif, where the Ran writes, I have a pasuk of Kol Chelev. That's when it comes to Chelev. How do you know what applies to one other Isuri? How indeed do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's the case? Maybe this is a Gzeres HaKasuf when it comes to Chelev. How do I know what applies to other Isuri? Other Isuri Achila? How do you know what applies to other Isurim beyond? We discussed in many different contexts. Now, Rashi, Shabbos Daf, Ayin Dalet, that when the Gemara says, V'chimutar, Bor Pachus Mikashir, that you know what? That Melech HaShabbos is Asur. Rashi writes, that's an Issa Daraisa. In Issa Daraisa, Chatzi Shir. Wow. And Rashi jumps from Isuri Achila even to Isuri Shabbos. That's not Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara just simply says that Chatzi Shir is Asar on Shabbos. Poshab Shat Rambam, that's an Issa Drabanan. Yeah, but Rashi writes, no, it's the real Issa Daraisa of Chatzi Shir. So the Ran is bothered. How do you jump? You have a Pasuk of Chelev. And you're arguing that it applies beyond Chelev, and maybe even applies beyond Yisuri Achila. How do you know? Oh, that's why the Gemara comes up with this Svara, Chazi Zerufe. If what's driving the Isra of Chatzi Shir is the possibility of Tziruf, why would you limit it to Chelev? That should apply when it comes to other Yisurim as well. And therefore, but that's not true when it comes to Dam, or not true when it comes to Nevela, or maybe not even true when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. After all, if the operative Svara indeed is so in such a case, this is not only a gzeres hakasuf when it comes to chelev, but rather midin chazli starufe, it applies to shar isurim as well. So Tosos writes that the reason that chazli starufe is necessary is in order to teach us that kol chelev is rabos chatzishir. Oh, and the Ran writes it's in order to imarbe shar isurim. Okay, but Rabbi Yochanan maintains that chatzishir is asim in haTorah. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzishir is indeed asim in haTorah. Everyone agrees there isn't an onesh. That clearly requires a shear, but there is an isser. Is there any indication that maybe there's something different about isser of chatzi shear as opposed to other isserei Torah? Even though Rabbi Yochanan maintains that chatzi shear is asam in haTorah, but you know what? I'm not necessarily going to argue what is true of shar isserei Torah is true of chatzi shear. That would be a chiddush. To assume that, yes, it's Asa Daraisa, but it's different. Is there any makar to assume that indeed it's different? So that's a sugya, shua, staf, chav, gimel, from the days. Not Mefurish in Gemara, but Tosus is Ha'ar. The Gemara mentions the following. A person who makes a shua shalo ochal, he will not eat. And ba'achal trefos, nevelos, trefos, shkotzim, bramatzim, eats machalos, asuros, he's chayim. He violates the shvuah. Wow. You make a shvuah shelo ochal, and you ate dvarim she'en oroyin la'achila. That is a violation of the shvuah. The Gemara is bothered. Why is that a violation of the shvuah? After all, mushpa ve'omed mehar sinai. Why is that included in the shvuah? Maybe the only thing that should be included in the shvuah are dvarim hamutarim. How do you know that machalos asuros is included in the shvuah, mefurish and b'raisa? If a person makes a shushal ochal, vachal, mevelos, trefos, shkatzim, ramatzim, one is considered to be chayim. Oh. The Gemara has two terus into that kasha. One teretz is chatzishir. We're talking about a case of chatzishir. So a person makes a shushal ochal, either always or at times, chatzishir is included. And I'm not going to say mushma marasinei. Wow, okay. Or the Gemara's other possibility. You know what that's called? Kolel. But kolel dvarim hamutarim dvarim asurim. If I make a shua, I'm not going to eat machalos asuros. You're right, that shua is not fully going to be chal. Machalos asuros, arasa. That's the case of mushmer asinu. I didn't make a shua that I won't eat machalos asuros. I made a shua shlo ochal. I won't eat anything. Anything. Anything is called a shua skolo. And midi dechal advarim amotarim, chal advarim ha'asurim. Once the shua is chal advarim amotarim, it's also chal on advarim asurim. What exactly is the song? When I make a shua, for example, that I won't eat nevela, what's wrong with that shua? What's wrong with that shua? You know, if I make a shua, I will eat nevela. What's wrong with that shua? I will eat nevela. The Torah says it's an issa deraisa. Now, how in the world can you make a shua, I will eat nevela? Okay. I didn't make a shua, I will eat nevela. I won't eat nevela. What's wrong with it? You're going to tell me? It's unnecessary. You have to make a shua, you won't eat nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. Oh, so inherently, if I make a shua, I'm going to eat nevela. That's a flawed shua. If I make a shua, I won't eat nevela. It's an unnecessary. You know what nafka mina should be? Between whether inherently the chefza shel shua is chaser or whether it's just unnecessary. What happens if it's a kola? What happens if it's, I won't eat anything. That shua is not necessary. The shua is necessary for dvarim hamotarim. Oh, so kolo can be chal for nishba l'kayim nasa mitzvah. Midi dahavi advarim hamotarim, chana advarim hamotarim, tosos reis, mefurish neshuas, the next step, chavdad mabeis. Kolo is not going to help in a shua l'batalis hamitzvah. Because you know what kolo does? It gives meaning to the shua. A shua, l'batalis hamitzvah, is not a meaningless shua. It has such meaning that it's beyond. It's impossible. So Tosos writes clear that kol is not going to help you levatlas amitzvah. Kol will help you lakayimis amitzvah. Lakayimis amitzvah. Oh, so that's a case of a kol. A person in a shur shmo ochal. And you know what? If it's chal on dvar mamutam, it's chal on dvar yisurim. So again, the kash of the gemara, how can the braisa say, you make a shur shlo ochal, and eat nevel saseros, machal saseros, you violate the shur, how can it be chal on dvar ma'asurim? The answer is two possibilities. Chatzi shir or kol. Good. Who are these two possibilities? Who are the Bali Memra? Unbelievable. Now, Shuas Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Whoa, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Guess what? So that's Mamash Shir Klali. No? Yeah. That's magnificent Lashitasi. Magnificent Lashitasi. Rabbi Yochanan, wow, who argues Kolel. He can't say Chatzi Shir, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one who gives the teretz of Kolel. Reish Lakish, who holds that Chatzi Shir is mutter min haTorah, Reish Lakish can say that, you know what, we're talking about a case of Chatzi Shir. That's great. So if he asks me, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan did not give the teretz to Reish Lakish, and why Reish Lakish didn't give the teretz to Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is simple. Ah, magnificent l'shitase. Good, you know what the problem is? The Gemara asks the Kasha. Unbelievable. The Gemara asks the Kasha. You have two terutzim, Kolel and Chatzi Shir. Why did Rabbi Yochanan give his teretz and Reish Lakish's teretz? And why did Reish Lakish give Rabbi Yochanan's teretz? Why? He couldn't. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have given such a teretz. Couldn't have given such a teretz. Because Rabbi Yochanan's Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. He had to give another teretz. Reish Lakish can only give the teretz of Chatzi Shir because Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutum in HaTorah, it's not Mushma Marasinayu. That's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says. That's Tosos' discussion. Why is the Gemara bothered? Why did Rabbi Yochanan agree with Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan agree with Yochanan? It's beautifully, beautifully Shitas. So Tosos just says, you see something from here, Yesod. You know, it's unbelievable. No, why didn't the Gemara visit this Teretz? Oh, you see Yesod. That even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah, it's not Mushpavi Omid Meir HaSinai. And therefore, even though Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah, a Shua can be Chal on Chatzi Shir. So Rabbi Yochanan could have given the Teretz of Chatzi Shir. Wow. But that already is Yisrael. Tosus thinks it's so Maduyik in the Gemara. That even though Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah, it's different. It's different. It's not called Mushba V'Yomid. And guess what? Really unbelievable. That's the psalm of the Rambam. The Rambam assumes that Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuas, Perakei Halacha Gimel, that a Shua is chal on a Chatzi Shir. If I make a Shua that I will not eat a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, the Shua is chal. In Avira Chatzi Shur Nevela, I get Malkus for violating my Shur. What do you mean? The Rambam holds that Chatzi is Asim in the Torah. How can you say a Shur is Chal if on Chatzi Shur is Asim in the Torah? You know what the Rambam would say? This wasn't my Chiddush, this is the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to know why Rabbi Yochanan did not give the Torah to Reish Lakish. Meaning that even though Chatzi Shir is Asim in the Torah, nonetheless it's not considered to be Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. Wow. So that's very heavy. That's very, very heavy. Why would that be? Why would that be? If Yol Chatzi Shir is Asim in the Torah, Mushpa V'yomei Sinai. Why would that be? One could give different possibilities. But if you take a look at the Mi'iri, the Mi'iri in two places. This is a Gemara in Shavuos Adav of Gimel. The Mi'iri is two blot earlier and two blot later. No, the Mi'iri on Chaf Aleph, the Mi'iri on Chaf Hei. The Mi'iri writes the following. There's something different about Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is only usur because of Chazli Yisterufe. If I ask you, why can't you eat a kazayas in the veil? You're not going to say chazli tzarufe. Chazli tzarufe? What do you mean? Inherently, it's aser. When the Gemara questions, why is chatzi shir aser? You know what the answer is? You know what? Chazli tzarufe. What exactly does chazli tzarufe mean? You know, there are different ways of understanding chazli tzarufe. But maybe poshub shad of chazli tzarufe. That's what Yosef Bengel writes. Like our close in the ches. Oh, that's what Rabbi Kveger writes, the Shubas, Kuf Nandalet. That, you know what it means? It's an Isser Siag. It's an Isser Siag. It's not Asr because of what you've done, but Shem Yavo. Shem Yavo. Chazi Yisrufe means that Chatzi Shir is Asr because of Shem Yavo Lidei Achila Bekashir. Wow. A Siag. And even though you'll tell me, yeah, but Chatzi Shir is an Isser Daraisa. So that's your Yosef Engel, Lekachto, Simen Ches. That's part of his list. Matzinus Yav Daraisa. Sometimes what's wrong with the Torah saying don't do this because it's going to lead to that? No, we're going to have to discuss it lengthily, Ramos. No. Lo sikruhu legalo sevasa. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Don't do something that's going to lead to you're violating Gili Arayos. No. Lo sikruhu legalo sevasa. We're going to have to describe what is lo sikruhu and what is legalo sevasa. What are Isurei Erva? What are Arayos? And what is this Isser of Shemiyavo? Of Shemiyavo? But that's the Chiddush that the Miri writes, that Chatzi Shir is only Isser because of Shemiyavo. Only Isser because of Shemiyavo. That's not called Mishmar Resinu. Inherently, it's not called Machalos Asuros. Maybe one could go out on a limb and say the following. Oh, this is an Ode B'Yuda. This is the Rabbi Kveger. In Kuf Nandalet, if there's no possibility of Shemiyavo, maybe there's no Isra of Chatzi Shir. Maybe Chatzi Shir really is only Isra when, literally, Chazli Yisterufe. Chazli Yisterufe. If there's no possibility of Chazli Yisterufe at all, maybe Nachinami. Who says that Chatzi Shir even is Isra? Even is Isra. Oh, so the Miri writes that means it's not inherently Mushpa V'Omer Asenu. If I make a Shvua that I will not eat a Chatzi Shir, if I go ahead and I say that, you know what? Oh, Chatzi is Asur in the Torah. No. That is only Asur because of Chatzi is the roof in the mirrors. That's why Yeshua can be Chal. And that's why the Rambam can pass him and Chatzi Shir is Asur in the Torah. But Hilcha Shvuah is Hegimel. Nonetheless, well. And that's a fascinating deal. That's a fascinating deal. See, one could frame it in the following way. What does it mean to say that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah? A person eats a Chatzi Shir of Nevela. What exactly is this? See, one could frame it as follows. When the Torah says don't eat Nevela, it means don't even meet the slightest amount. Don't even meet the tiniest piece of Nevela. Kazayis is Allah in Onshin. Kazayis is Allah in Malkus. In Chelev, Kazayis is Alachi in Kareis, Karaban, but the Isser is Bakoshu. You'll tell me Shir Malachin Omshin. Okay. Maybe one could argue not necessarily. Maybe one could argue not. When the Torah says, don't eat Chelev, don't eat Nevela, it means don't eat a Kazayis of Chelev. Don't eat a Kazayis of Nevela. I Chatzi Shir is Aser. You know, maybe one could argue that's an independent Isser Siyag. When the Torah formulated the Isser of Neveh Chalev, the Isser begins because Ayis. You're not allowed to eat even Pach. Enochinami, that's true. That's precautionary. Because Chazli Sarufei. Chazli Sarufei. That's a fascinating issue. When a person goes that in East, let's say, Chatzi Shir of Nevela, is that an Isser Nevela? It's just that there's no Onesh Malkus? Or it's not even an Isser Nevela at all? This Isser Nevela begins Bekashir. Why is Chatzi Shir Aser? Because whatever is Aser Bekashir, is Aser Pachos Mikashir, simply as a Siyag of Shemayavo. You know, the terminology that typically is used is the first deal, to say that this is really an Isser Nevela, but Shurma only. Halachas Nonshin, that means Chatzi Shir is a Din Prati. It means Chatzi Shir of Nevela is an Isser Nevela. Chatzi Shir of Trefa is an Isser Trefa. I'm Malkus Shir. But the Isser Nevela, the Isser Trefa begins Bachos Mikashir. You ate the Chatzi Shir of Chelev, you ate a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, you know what? Person one violates an Isser Chelev, person two violates an Isser Nevela. Or maybe one could argue, no, this Isser Chelev, this Isser Nevela only begins Mikashir. But you know what? Whatever is Aser, Bikashir, there's an Isser of Chazis Derofei, Shemi Yavo, whatever this might be. What could one envision as an Afkamina? There's a fascinating machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam, and the Ran writes he was Chosen. Let's assume, for example, the person makes a Shvu. And his Shvu is, I will not eat a Kazayis of bread. Shua Shulo Ochal Kazayis Lev. That's a shvuah. That's a Rambam, Perik Dalal Alach Aleph, if Elchushuas. You know what the Rambam writes? He can't even eat the smallest amount of bread. Because Chatzi Shir is Asmanatan. And the Rambam writes, if you dare eat a little bit, Vahareuk Mishachal Chatzi Shir, Minavedos Vashrebus Okayotzebe. That's Lashon Rambam. That's Nisra Chatzi Shir. And the Rambam writes, what do you mean? You can take a look at that Rambam, no? Dalet Aleph and Shuas, pages, a Mishnah Melech, no? That Mishnah Melech is about this Machlok, is the Ran and the Rambam. Wow. Where the Ran writes, what do you mean? Who says there's an Isser Chatzi Shir when you make a Shua? The Ran writes, when the Torah formulates an Isser, okay, there's an Isser Chatzi Shir. But when I create my own Isser, there's an Isser Chatzi Shir. There's Nisr Chatzi Shir. How can the Rambam write indeed that that's true? So one biur in this Rambam and Ran is exactly this point. You know, let's assume the first approach, what we call the Nisr Prati. When the Torah says don't eat Nevela, what the Torah means is don't eat the slightest amount of Nevela. I Kazayis, Kazayis is Halach and Onshi. Okay. Now, how does that apply to Shvuah? So you know what the Ran writes? That doesn't apply to Shvuah. I made a shua, I won't eat a kazayis of lechem. Okay? You're going to tell me the following. What I really meant was I'm not going to eat even the smallest amount of lechem. But in order to get malchus daraisa for violating my shua, I have to eat a kazayis. You know what I'm going to tell you? That is absolutely not what I meant. That's not what I meant. You know what? I'm dieting, and I wanted to be able to eat a little amount of lechem, but I don't want to eat a lot of lechem. So when I made a shvua, I'm not eating a kazayis alechem. I really meant that kazayis is aser, and less than kazayis is mutter. You're telling me what I really meant was that even pachos mikashir is aser, and shurim are only when it comes to onshin. That's not at all what I. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. When you go ahead and you make a shvua, how can you say what you really intended is that this should be challah beyond your shvua? But that's only a din and onshin. Obviously not. So therefore, I can say it when it comes to Dinei Torah. When the Torah said, don't eat chelev, you know what it meant? Don't put the smallest amount of chelev in your mouth and swallow it. That's clear. No? Aye, kazayis, onshin. How can you say that when it comes to an issa that you create? I'm telling you that's not what I meant at all. So how would the Rambam respond? When I tell you that's not what I meant, you know what the Rambam is going to say? That's not Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is a din klali, meaning what? Whatever is aser bikashir, forget about you. The Torah is concerned that you won't be able to stop. Chazi Sarufe. If you're going to have a little and a little more, you're going to cross the line. The din daraisa chatzi shir is anything which is aser. The kashir is aser pachos mi kashir. Not because that was the das hanishba, not because that was the das hanoder, but you know what? The din chatzi shir kicks in. The Torah does not allow for something to be mutter lechatchila pachos mi kashir and an iser bikashir. Because I'm afraid, chazir, you create an iser bikashir by definition, automatically, necessarily. There's iser chatzi shir. Not because that is the das anoder. Wow, wow. That's a pretty important heavy machlokes, no? The Rambam applies it to chatzi shir, to shua, seems to indicate that chatzi shir is a din klali. Oh, that's the shita of Hey Gimel. That chatzi shir is not called mushba marasinehu because it's only din klali. No? And I'll tell you furthermore, the shita say that fits in so beautifully with the language of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you made a shur, you're not going to eat a kazayas alechem. You're not allowed to eat a chatzi shir. And if you dare eat chatzi shir, what's the Shana Rambam? Harezek mishoch chatzi shir, minavelo trefakeo tzabem. It's the same as eating a chatzi shir of nevelo. That's remeduyah, no? It's the same. What does the same mean? It's an Isra Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir of Nevela is not an Isra Nevela. Chatzi Shir of Chelev is not an Isra Chelev. It's an Isra Chatzi Shir. Whatever is Asr B'Kashir is Asr B'Chatzi Shir. Well, that's pretty heavy. That's a pretty stunning machlokes. I'll tell you a sugya in Shuvos Daf Chav Zayin. A person makes a shul, he's not going to eat this loaf of bread. Shvuah shlo achal kikar zeh. Now that's the chiddush of Rav, shvuah chav zayin. Let's say, he has charata. He can be shoel from that shvuah, no? Okay. Let's say he ate a kazayis already. Ooh, chiyo malchus. Guess what? He can still be shoel from the shvuah. This is a whole loaf of bread, no? This loaf has 20 kazayis. I ate one kazayis. That's terrible. That's a lav daraisa, chiyo malchus. Yeah, but the shvuah is still kayim. No? I can be shoel. Oh, once I'm shoel the shvuah, the chacham is okar esenedem ekara. And guess what? I'm not going to be chay malchus. No? Where do you draw the line? No? I make a shvuah, I'm not going to eat this kipah. I ate. Can I still be shoel? So what Rava says? As long as there's a kazayis left, you can be shoel. As long as there's a kazayis left, you can be shoel. If I, for example, were to make a shua, I won't eat this kikar, and then I ate the whole kikar, there's no longer any Yisr shua. So you're going to be shua. Shua on what? Shua on what? As long as the Yisr is current, now you can be shua. Oh, so Rabbi says, what does current mean? As long as there's a kazayis of the kikar that's left. Oh, so that's the following question. According to the Ran, there's no Yisr chatzi shua when it comes to shua. That's great. But according to the Rambam, that there's an Isra of Chatzi Shir, maybe one could have argued, you know what, I should say, as long as there's even a Chatzi Shir left of the Kikar, I could be shown. Why does Rava say, as long as there's a Kazayis left, you can be shown? Why not argue, as long as there's anything left of the Kikar, according to the Rambam, Sanakasha, because no Isra of Chatzi Shir. But according to the Rambam, there is an Isra Chatzi Shir. Why not argue as long as there's the smallest amount of lechem left, I could be shoel. You know who asked that kasha? Rabbi Kveger, Kufnon Dalet, and the Tshuvas Avnei Miluim, Simen Yodalet. That's their kasha. They think that Gemara, the Chor, is a raya to the Ran. Because if indeed there's an Isser, so therefore, the Shvu is still Chai V'Kayim. So I'll tell you two unbelievable terutzim. One terutz Rabbi Kveger, one terutz Avraham Miluim. Rabbi Kveger, wait. You went ahead and you ate the whole kikar, and all that's left is a chatzi shir. Ooh, Rabbi Kveger. The only reason a chatzi shir is usher is because of chazli starufei. In such a case, chazli starufei. The only thing that's left in that kikar is pachos mikashir. There's any possibility of violating this of the kashir? Rabbi Kveger writes, a stunning chiddush, that if you have a chatzi shir, but there's no possibility of tziruv, that's mutter. Oh, that's why the cutoff point is a kazayis. even though there is a isra of chatz yeshua when it comes to Yeshua, that's only a chatz yeshua, which is chazi sarufe. If a person ate the whole kikar and all that remains is a pachus mikashir, and now there's no way he can ever violate it, oh, that's Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger, don't even discuss a fascinating issue. You know what? Guy's complaining in shul. You know what? Mila's going so long. We have to eat already, it's already time, I'll tell you a cooler, you know? 20 seconds before Yom Kippur is over, you can start eating. Because you're not going to be able to eat a koseves during that window of time. So it's no longer chazi starufi. There's such an Oda B'Yuda. Oda B'Yuda writes, like Rabbi Kveger, that if it's not chazi starufi, either because time doesn't allow, the clock's going to tick out, it's going to expire, then the Pesach, then the Yom Kippur, or if there's nothing left of the Davar HaNishba, there's no Isser Chatzi Shir. Wow. That's the Teretz Rabbi Kveger. What's not in Milum's Teretz? Wait. What's the Svar of the Rambam? That Chatzi Shir applies to an Isser Shvuah. I'm kicking and screaming. I did not mean that. That wasn't my Shvuah. I'm dieting. My Shvuah is only a Kazayas. And you're telling me what I really meant was, I didn't mean that. So what's the wrong going to answer? This isn't what you meant in your Shvuah. The reason it's Aser is because of a Din Klali of Chazi Yisterufei. Oh, so you don't have any more rights? Beautiful. That's why you can't be Shoel. If this is included in the Shvuah, it's Nitam L'Sheila. But if the Shvuah is only a Kazayas, the only reason Chatzi Shir is Aser is because of an Isser Siag of Chazi Yisterufei. You can't be Shoel on the Torah is Isser Siag. So in a chinami, Rava says you can only be sure if the kazayis remains. Because if less than a kazayis remains, not that it's mutter, but that's not considered to be a davra nishba. Because that wasn't the das hanoder, that was also because of chagur, that's not being believed. It's 70 dollars. That's pretty fascinating. Well, there's an amazing Ramban. This Ramban is found in the Torah Sa'adam, where the Ramban raises the following kasha. Rachman Litzlan, a person is ill and he has to eat. He has to eat in Yom Kippur, he has to eat machalos asuros, whatever it is, pikuach nefesh. So what are like the klalim? What are the klalim? Oh, so the Ramban is bothered, there are two gemaras that have two different klalim. Yuma, Pei Gimel. If you have to eat Dvaram HaAsurim, okay, eat Dvaram HaAsurim. But if you have a choice, this is an Isser Kal, this is an Isser Chomer. Guess what? Isser Kal. Why would you violate an Avera Chamura if you can just violate an Isser Kal? So for example, a person has to eat something, and the only thing I have in front of me is Nevela, Nevela. Okay, Nevela is a lot, Chedev is Kares. So, Nevela. So why would you eat something which is Isser Kares if you can satisfy the need with violating Isser Lav? Well, the Rush on that daf, incredible, Yuma Pei Gimel, has a following deal. This is what I have. I have Nevela. You know what? But I have a cow in the backyard. You know, but it's Shabbos. No? That's the Rush, no? Rabbi Meir. So what are my choices? I can eat the Nevela, or I could violate a whole host of malachos, shchita and the like, to have besar shchuta. So I would have said, look, the Shabbos is skila, and the veil is alav. So that's the chiddush, the rush. No, not true. Poshav shan Rabbeinu Meir, no, that the veil is nisr chetza, and Shabbos is only nisr gavra, in isure gavra or hutra, b'makom chol sheish bo sakana. So the Machila Kalakal Tchila means Shabbos as opposed to Machalos Azeros. Wow. That's a heavy loss, no? But that's like one sugya. What do you do when you have two options? The lesser of two evils. So if you have Chelev and Nevela, the answer is Nevela. Okay. That's Yuma Pei Gimel. What's Krisus Yud Gimel? If a Choler really has to eat, every Yom Kippur, no? You know what the answer is? Chatzishir. So you know what? Eat a little bit, pause, Eat pause. Shiurim. So the Ramban in Torah Sadam is Bava. How do you conflate these two principles? The Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei Gimel says Hakala Kal Tchila. The Gemara in Kriyas Daf Yud Gimel says Chatzi Shiur. So, how do you work with these two klalim? So the Ramban has two terutzim. One teretz, very simple. What does the guy need to eat? No? If the doctor says he can get by with chatzi shiur, chatzi shiur. Of course that's best. Chatzi shiur. But let's say a doctor will say, chatzi shiur is not going to help you. You know, a woman is experiencing significant contractions, there's an element of risk. You're going to tell her, you know, take an ounce and wait 10 minutes. An ounce, 10 minutes. You know, the doctor's going to say, that's not going to help. No, she needs a rush of, okay. Sometimes you're in a situation where you can't have a chatzi shiur. So if you can have a chatzi shiur, krisus yud gimel. If you're in a situation where you have to have a full shiur, then machino akala kal tchila. Rabban, no. The Gemaras are addressing different realities. Start with chatzi shiur. The Gemara in Yuma is not talking about chatzi shiur. It's talking about you have to eat a shiur of, but you can have chelev or nevel. Then the Ramban writes another stunning term. There's no stira whatsoever. Both are true. The doctor says chatzi shiur. But still, I look around. I only have a chatzi shiur of nevela and a chatzi shiur of chelev. So the Ramban writes, Yuma pei gimel. Have the chatzi shiur of nevela and don't have the chatzi shiur of chelev. Wow. Those are 2 days in Ramban, that's pretty heavy, no? Is there halacha of machino akala kal tchil within chatzi shiur? Do I argue that once it's a chatzi shiur, it makes no difference whether it's a chatzi shiur of A or a chatzi shiur of B, chatzi shiur of C? Chatzi shiur is chatzi shiur. Or do you argue, what do you mean? Chatzi shiur of nevela is an isra nevela, and chatzi shiur of chelev is an isra chelev. And maybe one could argue that there is halacha machino hakala kal tchil within chatzi shiur. Wow, those are 2 days in Ramban. That's pretty stunning. No? The doctor says, I'm fine with shiurim. And you look around and you see it. You only have chelev and avela. What I argue, since you're only having chatzi shiur, it really makes no difference whatsoever whether it's a chatzi shiur and avela or chatzi shiur chelev. Or do you argue that, what do you mean? A chatzi shiur and avela is far preferable to chatzi shiur chelev. 2 days in Ramban, that's like stunning. No? What are the 2 days in Ramban here? I'll tell you, maybe one could argue in different ways, no? Maybe one could argue the machlokis is prati kloli, no? If this is a din kloli, it's Nisr Chatzi Shir, it's the same Nisr Chatzi Shir, whether it's A, B, C, or D. So if all you're having is Chatzi Shir, it really makes no difference. Well, maybe one could argue if it's a din prati, so chelev is more chomer than nevela. So even a chatzi shiur of chelev is more chomer than nevela. Well, maybe one can argue the opposite is true. If you're dealing with an isra of chelev and nevela, they're exactly the same. The isra an isra of chatzi shiur and nevela, chatzi shiur of chelev, where there's an isra d'arais and there's no onish. That's exactly the same. But if the reason is because of chazi is terufe, I have to roas anola. If you're going to eat a chatzi shiur of chelev, you may come to eat a full shiur of chelev, which is a chil karis. If you're getting a chatzi shiur of nevela, you may come to eat a full shiur of nevela, which is only nisr lab. So maybe even if it's only a din klali of chazi serufe, but there's still a consideration of machino kala kal tchila. Wow, that's a pretty heavy issue. Here there's an amazing shiur of Rabbi Akiva Iger. And a shiur in the Marcheshes. Rabbi Akiva Iger discusses the following. He also quotes the Marik, Tavkuf Samachov. Let's assume, this is a Bahab. I do a special minion. The people who are fasting on Bahab, Gvaldik, no. This guy walks in, I say, oh, do you observe Bahab? He says, of course. Yeah, but I say you had breakfast, Yeah, I'm eating, but I observe Bahab, you'd probably take the person inside and say, not really, no. You know, you can't have everything. You know, if you're eating, you're not bichlal hatanis, no? And if you're bichlal hatanis, you can't eat. What do you mean I'm bichlal hatanis, but I'm... Oh, so that's the Chuvas Marik. If a person is not fasting about Av, guess what? He cannot be accorded an aliyah. An aliyah, b'toras tainis, for a person who's not fasting, impossible. So that's the Marik, no? So if a person, for whatever reason, he's not fasting, how can he be accorded an aliyah? Okay, fine. Now you're right, Rabbi Kevager. What about beyond Bahav? Beyond Bahav. I get it on Bahav. If you're eating on Bahav, you're not Bechlal HaMisanim. What would you say on Yom Kippur? What would you say on Yom Kippur? A person is a Chalal who is eating on Yom Kippur. Would you say that, ooh, you know what? Such a person cannot be accorded an aliyah. Oh, it's Rabbi Kvega writes the following. Incredible. Simon Chav Dalet. He thinks it's a Derech Poshut that the person can receive an aliyah for Shabbos. Because if I ask you, why are we laning right now in Yom Kippur? Why are we laning? What do you mean? Why are we laning? We lane every Shabbos. We lane every Yantiv. Mikra Kodesh. No, Parshas Emor. The Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur is Machayev Kriya Sator. You don't have to be among the Nisanim to get an Aliyah Shachris. Oh, Rabbi Kevein. He leaves this as a suffix. What about Mincha Yom Kippur? What about Mincha Yom Kippur? Why are we laning Mincha Yom Kippur? Are we laning Mincha Yom Kippur because of the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippurim? Or are we laning Mincha Yom Kippur because it's a tiny Sibur? We always lane Mincha Tain Sibur. So Shachrit Devar Poshet, the Kedusha Siyam is the Mechayim. But maybe the reason that we're laning Mincha Yom Kippur is because it's a Tain Sibur. And if you're eating, you're not Bichlal HaTainis. So what the Marik writes about Bahav should be relevant to Mincha, Mincha. Wow, wow. When it comes to Yom Kippur. Rav Soloveitchik once said, this is in Archeshes as well, Simin Yudalev. Now there's Machlokas, the Machaber and the Ramah. This may not be Muchach, but a Machlokas, the Machaber and Ramah, Tafri Shebez. How are you Chosein Mafter Yom? Do you end Magen David? Or Ala Torah V'Ala Bodem? Ooh, the Machaber, Ala Torah V'Ala. From after Yoni, you mention Yom Kippur. That's the Mechaber. The Ramad, Magen Ashkenaz, says, no, we end Magen David. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested the Muskel Rishon. No, that's the Marcheshes, right? It's Mefurish. Well, if the Mechayiv is Tainus Sibur, so Magen David. That's how we end the Haftorah in the Tainus Sibur. If you're going to tell me the Chayiv is Yom Kippurim, so how can you not mention Yom Kippur in the Chasima? So maybe that's part of the machlokas, the machaber and the ramah. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out there were different minhagim, what truck to use, no, for laning mincha and Yom Kippur, no? Do you use the regular truck or do you use the Yom Kippur truck, no? Maybe that would parallel the machlokas, the machaber and the ramah, no? The Betoras minhag, that's like a fascinating, you know? I'll tell you the following. This is Mefurish and Mordechai, but there are two girsos in the Mordechai. Mordechai in Shabbos in Perek Beis, Tov Nun Vav. The Mordechai writes the following. This is a function of Tainus Sibur. He's talking about Mincha Yom Kippur. And he says, this is because of Tainus Sibur. What is this? When you look at our Mordechai and then in Masechta Shabbos, you know what the Mordechai writes? The Haftorah. Mafter Yonis because of Tainus Sibur. Mafter Yonis, Tainus Sibur. When you look in the Gaon, that Siman, Tafer Shebeis, Narachayim, he quotes the Mordechai. He quotes the Mordechai with a different girsa. Then you know what the Mordechai says? The Kriya Satorah and the Haftorah is because of Tainus Sibur. That's pretty fascinating, no? Two girsas in the Mordechai. Mordechai says, you should know that this is because of Tainus Sibur. What is this? Possibility A, the Haftorah. Where do you ever lay a haftorah at mincha? There's only one answer, no? Tanya Sibur. So the haftorah of Maftir Yonah is because Yom Kippur is a Tanya Sibur. No? Wow, wow. The other gear, Sin Mordechai, is not just the haftorah. The Kriya Satorah and the haftorah is because of Tanya Sibur. The gear of the Mordechai is only the haftorah, only the haftorah. That would be like a stunning psak, no? We want to give a guy an aliyah, a mincha Yom Kippur, you know? And the guy says to me, oh, I'm not fasting, you know? So you know I'll say no? Okay, trust from here. So me, okay, good, good. You know, I'll say no. Are you a coin of Yisrael? Are you a coin of Yisrael, you know? If a coin, you're a coin, you get the aliyah, right? Levi, you get the aliyah. Yisrael! Yisrael is Maftir Yonah. No, no, then you cannot get the aliyah. That's Mamish, our gears in the Mordechai. He can't have the aliyah of the Haftorah because the Mechayiv of the Haftorah is Tanis Sibur. Where in the world do you ever have a Haftorah in Mincha? Only Tanis Sibur. So that would be an incredible, incredible split. No, the Kohen and Levi is not, but Maftir Yonah has an additional kiyum which requires you have to be among the Misanim. Wow, that's like a heavy, heavy issue. I won't go through the whole thing now, but take a look in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Kuf Nun Zayin. Chasam Sofer even goes this whole deen a step further, theme for another shir. What about Tisha B'Av? What about Tisha B'Av? Person's not fasting. Can he be accordingly on Tisha B'Av? Maisa Shai with Chasam Sofer. One year he didn't fast on Tisha B'Av, and that's his tshuva. Is he allowed to get an aliyah? Okay. Theme for a different discussion. Why is this so relevant for today? Oh, because the Marcheshes, Simin Yadav. Marcheshes writes the following. He quotes his Rabbi Kaveger, he quotes the whole Diyuna, what is the Mechaya? You know? But the Marcheshes just adds one critical point, he says. And that's the following. Wait a second. In the majority of cases, this isn't so nogea. And he's surprised Rabbi Kaveger doesn't mention this Sahara. Because in the majority of cases where a person's eating on Yom Kippur, what does eating on Yom Kippur mean? You know, it's a rarity that we say to a person, you mamash have to eat a kashir. No? Because chatz yishir is an awful lot, you know? Chatz yishir means you can have, that's roughly speaking, an ounce of liquid and solid, and then wait, you know? Let's say the chomer, you're going to wait 10 minutes, no? 10 minutes. An ounce, wait, ounce, wait, ounce, wait. You know what? You do this for a couple hours, you're mamash full, no? Like, you know, you have... When I used to give the shir, I used to say, you know, you order a steak in a restaurant, how big is the steak? You know, 10 ounces, 12 ounces? You know? Today's day and age, you can't speak that way, you know? Cowboy steaks. How big is your steak? 36 ounces, 42 ounces? Like a different madrigas, no? But, you know, eat an ounce every 10 minutes, you can have a cowboy steak on Yom Kippur, no? You can really, you know, and an ounce of liquid every 10 minutes. Most cases where you have a person who's a chola, you know, you just have to play it right. You know what? Okay, you know, don't wait till it gets to that point that, you know what, now it's a dire emergency. Shiurim, oh, that's all the marcheshes. Even if you assume that in principle, a person who is not fasting cannot be accorded an aliyah, yeah, but, if a person is only eating chatzi shir is also because of a siyag, chazis rufei. But it's not Aser B'Torah Sachilas Yom HaKippurim. You have not violated the Isra of V'inisim Esnaf Shoseichem Kol Ashelo Su'une Betzim HaMezeh by eating Pachos Mikashir. You violated Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. But you are still Bichlal HaMisanim. Still Bichlal HaMisanim. So the Marcheshes writes, it's very important to Ara, quotes the Tshuva Sarivash, that this whole deal, whether the Mechayiv is this, the Mechayiv is that, with the Nafkamina, if a person is not fasting, let's add an important caveat. The Nafkamina is a person who ate B'Kashir. But if a person is eating Pachos Mikashir, Chazis Darufei, that's a Din Klali, like that Rambam. And therefore, that does not encroach on the Isra Achilas Yom HaKippurim. And if it doesn't encroach on the Isra of Achilas Yom HaKippurim, oh, so therefore, of course, he can be accorded an aliyah. Maybe if one could argue, no, that, you know what, Chatzi Shir is a din prati, And that really is an Isra L'Achilah Yom HaKippurim. Elamai, it's insufficient Achila in order to be Chayiv Kares. But it is considered to be Achila. It is a breach of the Inui, but it's an insufficient breach of the Inui too. Be Mechayiv HaKarban, B'Shogeg, or Kares B'Mezit. Oh, maybe one could argue that even a Pachos Mikashir, no longer Bichlal Misanim. But the Marcheshus assumes, based on the Tshuva of the Rivash, it's not true. It's only Yossi because of Chazid Yitzarufe. And therefore, you're still Bichlal HaMisanim. And therefore, even if there is such a requirement, a person can still be accorded an Aliyah. Well, that's an important Ta'ara. When you take a look at the Chassam Sofer Kufin Zayin, he applies it even to Tisha B'Av. Then the Chassam Sofer puts forth several arguments. Even if a person is fully eating on Tisha B'Av, he can still receive an Aliyah. On what basis? Some Sofer writes 1, 2, 3. Number one is as follows. Even if a person is fully eating, some Sofer is not saying shiurim. Even if a person is fully eating, okay, he eats, and the doctor says, I'm good to go. You know, you're a chola, you had to eat, you ate. Guess what? Now there's 6 hours left in the day. You don't have to eat. Oh, so interesting. Some Sofer writes, you're not allowed to eat. Even on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat. You have to eat this because you're a chola. Once you eat this, you're not allowed to continue to eat. And Yom Kippur is the Devar Pasha. That's a Mishnah. Achatoshet Nafsha. You can't eat a morsel beyond what's necessary. Even on Tisha B'Av, some Sofer writes that if you eat, there's no longer a tzorech. So why wouldn't the world would you? So he writes, that itself is enough to be included in Bichlal HaMisanim. Because there's an extended Isra Achila La'achar Shochah. Wow. Then if some Sofer writes, what about Shari Inuyim? A person simply has to eat. He has to wear shoes. He has to engage in Sicha. He has to violate Inuyim. Wow. Shari Inuyim is enough to label the person as being Bichlal HaMisanim. Wow. And then the Chassam Sofer writes number three, that there's so much more to Tisha B'Av than just simply an Isra Achila. It's a Yom which is Muchan Lepranios. It's an Eis Sara. It's a time down our history that is not relevant to a person who's a Cholo who's eating. You don't want to use the word the Kedusha Sayom on Tisha B'Av, but the Chaloshem Yom is beyond an Isra Achila. And therefore, a person is still Bichlal, the Yom of Tisha B'Av, even if he's eating. So one is that the eating is limited, the other is Shayinuyim, and the other is that there is more Tisha B'Av, that's the sum of the parts, that the Nisra of Inuyim. Wow. You know what I would tell you? Beautiful Chiddush Mechzal Sofer, but Mefurish against Rabbi Kaveger. Because Rabbi Kaveger's Safek was a person who is eating, can he get an Aliyah on Yom Kippur? And for example, Rabbi Kaveger said, maybe Minchanat. You know, I would scream, Minchanat? What do you mean Minchanat? The fact that he ate, he's not allowed to eat a morsel more than he ate. No? Of course there's an Isser to continue. Shari Nuyim? Of course there's Shari Nuyim. He ate, he's allowed to wear shoes. Of course there's Shari Nuyim. No? And there's more to the day than Achil and Shteh. Yom Kippur? Mamish HaKadosh HaSayom. But yet Rabbi Kaveger writes, seeming none of that matters. The only tzad to allow a person to eat is to say that the mechayiv of the Kriya Sator is the Kedusha Sayom. Because he's not Bichlal HaMisanim. I can argue, you don't have to be Bichlal HaMisanim because the mechayiv of the Kriya Sator is the Kedusha Sayom. But what about all the arguments to some Sofer? You are included in the Misanim because of the limit, because of Sharinuyim, because of everything else. Rabbi Kaveger clearly did not feel that any of those reasons are enough. No. That's important, no? A beautiful Shivik Sam Sofer, Kufn and Zayin, but against Rabbi Kaveger and Simcha Talit. No? Rabbi Kaveger clearly is assuming the only possible tzad heter to be Ola la Torah, if one did eat, is because the Mechayiv is the Kedusha Sayom. And the Mechayiv is not Taina Sibu. What about Shari Nuyim? No, that's not enough to be called the Chalav. What about the continued Isra Achila? That's not enough to say. It's considered Bichlal. Huh? Hamisani. No, it's an important, I think, ha'ara as well. But there's a lot more to discuss. This is part of the nature of the Yisro Chatzishir. That's the very, very first sugya. Right? And the very last paragraph. The Seches Yuma that tells us that, again, these are the Inuyim. That Yom HaKippurim is also Bachil and Shtia. There's an Issa Daraisa, couldn't be open, even when there is no Issacharis, but the great wonders of how exactly we understand the Yisod of Chatzishir. Asa Menatim.